AC Gonzalez, appreciate you making the time for us.
It's my pleasure.
Your proposal would cut the police budget by $5 million. No one would be laid off, but 35 jobs would be cut by attrition. That's almost three times as much as Police Chief David Brown originally proposed. He's on board now, but Richard Todd of the Fraternal Order of Police called it a slap in the face. Is it?
Absolutely not. The 35 positions are indeed a reduction. However, as a whole, the police department is still going to be growing in a very solid way. Most of that has to do with police salaries, which obviously is not a slap in the face for all those officers that will be getting not only a 4% cost of living, but a 5% for those that are eligible step increase.
Let's talk a little bit about libraries. You're proposing $3 million more this year and another $3 million the next year, but the library system says it needs $10 million just to get back to where it was in 2008. Is this enough of a step up?
Our approach to the enhancements at the library are to find a way where we can increase the number of hours where the library facilities are kept open to the public. And indeed, what we're offering up in terms of a proposal is that over the next 2 years, we will have 13 of our, not only branch, but the central library, open 7 days a week.
Now, we aired a story last week about volunteers who drive through some of the rough neighborhoods in South Dallas. Here's how one of those volunteers, Marina Tereshevska, describes what she calls Hell Street.
The neighborhood is pretty much overtaken by animals, by stray dogs and cats.
You want $700,000 more for animal services. Will that really make a dent in this problem?
It does make a dent. It will probably not solve it in and of itself, but what we're trying also to do is encourage, by this investment, the community to step up in even more than they already have, to see about investing in this area so that we can make even more strides in the future.
What in this budget do you think hasn't gotten the attention that it should?
One area in particular that we gave a number of briefings has to do with our infrastructure, streets, buildings, traffic signals. There are enormous needs with regards to our infrastructure this budget is not immediately addressing. It is setting the stage for us to be doing more in the future in terms of bond investment, but this budget in and of itself is really not addressing.
Do you worry that we're at the top of an economic cycle right now, and still it doesn't seem like you have the money to do the kind of things you should be doing at the top of an economic cycle?
Yes, I do worry. And quite frankly, it is with that challenge that I am even more concerned that we stay focused on building on our strengths to make sure that our future is one of making more revenues available. Because as it stands right now, if we don't have ways of actually creating more wealth in the community, what we really start going down the road of is subtracting. And once you get into the path of subtracting on services, subtracting on investment into our economic development, you get into a death spiral, which is something that we obviously want to avoid.
City Manager AC Gonzalez, thanks for taking the time.
It was my pleasure.